When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
My next guest, he's on the phone, one of my favorite actors. He served as an executive producer and starred on one of my popular, a very popular movie called for Sony called The Perfect Guy, which opened number one at the box office. When I worked with him, executive produced the movie, very popular movie, I think everybody knows, Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man 2. And he starred in About Last Night, an action vampire movie, Underworld. So I'm an Underworld guy. If you know Underworld, Underworld Awakening, he was in that. I was like, man, he in Underworld Awakening, that's my movie. His television credits include The Good Wife, Common Law, Almost Human, which I really love. That was on Fox, and Sleeper Cell, which was on Showtime Networks. Another one of those movies, watch series that I really like, and he was nominated for a Golden Globe Award. He is on the show today to discuss several projects in TV and film, including the Sony thriller, The Intruder, opposite my man, Dennis Quaid. He's a Texan. That's why I call him my man. I'm a Houston Texan. And Megan Good, which hits theaters May 3rd. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, my man, Michael Ealy.
What's up, man? What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
I'm doing really, really good, man. So one thing I always like about you, Michael, you keep a low-key personality, but you can do so many different roles. How does that work, you know?
You know, that's a good question. I think for me, I think if you live your life out loud, it's really hard to slip into characters that are you know, kind of intricate and unique. And I always say that, you know, it's important to take breaks and to kind of live life a little bit so that when you try to reflect life, you have something to draw from. You know, I think in this climate right now, everybody's just obsessed with social media and everything and putting it out there all the time, putting their lives out there all the time.
Right.
That, you know, it's hard to step back and actually live and just observe for a little while. And because it's my job to kind of observe life and then turn around and reflect it on the screen, for me, I just have to live a little bit differently in addition to the fact that I'm pretty much probably one of the few private people in this business.
Very true. Because social media, you weren't a big social media guy when I first met you.
And I was not.
No.
I was.
That was a funny conversation because we sat down and we talked about social media. Why did you resist social media and how are you using social media to your advantage now? Because you're private. That's one thing about you. You really are. If you're ever around him, he's not a guy that's going to seek out a party, going to seek out publicity. He's on a red carpet because he's there for that movie. He's that type of guy. Now you're in social media. You got a million followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You know, first and foremost, I think I got more. I just think they won't, whatever, they won't increase my numbers. So it is what it is. But that being said, you never thought I'd say that. So, you know, no, listen, you know, when we sat down, I think there was a fear on my part of feeling like the whole thing, the whole structure, a blueprint of social media is about approval to
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when you get likes and followers and all of that stuff, I've just lived my life and I've kind of lived through my career in a position where I never really wanted to need that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something disturbing about needing followers and needing likes and,
right.
and that sense of approval. And I think, you know, you can see it with what's happening to the youth. You know, suicide rates are up and
right.
cyberbullying is up. And we're raising a generation of kids right now who seek approval. And not just from their inner circle. They seek approval from the public. And when I grew up, that wasn't, you know, your inner circle was it.
Right, right.
That was it. It was your friends, you know. But now, I think there's something, you know, and perhaps clinically wrong with seeking public approval 24/7.
It really is. It really is. And I think that, you know, like I have a daughter. She's in college, and she lives a life
yeah.
on her phone. And I constantly pull her off of it. Just in conversation, I make her watch the news. That's the news is reality. I was the news is reality.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on that phone. It's not because, you know, they people go on these phones and Google health cures for cancer and all type of illnesses because they think, and it can be written by a grandma in Idaho. And you think mm-hmm. that's legitimate. And that's where you really say that the character of understanding what's going on, you have to live your life and you keep it structured. Now, when I say that, you was in Underworld. You know, you played a policeman in that. Then you can do comedy, you know. Then you can be a violent, you know, a stalking type character. Then you can be suave. Come on, Mike. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. Mike can do just the angry guy. That's me. Rashawn can do the angry. But how are you doing all these roles, man? What's prepping you to be able to pull those different characters off?
Honestly, Rashawn, like. What you're saying right now is probably the highest compliment you can give me, right? In that if you tell me I can play all of these characters in a credible way,
right.
that was the goal that I set for myself when I got started. I didn't want to just be, especially with the way that I look, I didn't want to just be, you know, this romantic leading man for the rest of my career.
Right. Right,
I didn't.
Right.
If I didn't love acting, perhaps I could have just made a living doing that, right? But
mm-hmm.
for me, it's about stepping into different people's shoes and circumstances.
Right.
When I did for Colored Girls, you know, for me, that was massive because it gave me the opportunity to step into the shoes of someone who, on the surface, seems like the worst person in the world, but. In truth, you know, everybody has, I'm not saying everybody has an excuse,
mm-hmm.
but the character of Bo Willie in For Colored Girls, he was suffering from PTSD. And the commentary of that is, what are we doing with our veterans? Because
mm-hmm.
sending people to war mm-hmm. seems like a great idea and a very valiant thing to do. But what are the consequences, the real life consequences that are affecting the soldiers that are going there? And the secondary PTSD, which is affecting their families and their caretakers when they come home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was not, you know, what I do is also an opportunity to kind of shed light on what's really going on. And, you know, I just never really wanted to just sit back and kind of, you know, play one character. If that was the case, I would have been still playing Ricky from Barbershop right now.
Right, right. That cyborg character. Well, that cyborg and almost human, right? Wouldn't you? What is it like?
Yeah. Played an android in that.
There you go. See, I follow you, brother. I follow you.
that to me is like the one job that kind of got away from me because, I mean, obviously they canceled it,
right. But
I really like the commentary of that one because ultimately, you know, here I am playing an android who's facing discrimination.
Right.
I can tap into this. I know a whole species of people who can tap into this.
Well, on the phone is my man Michael Ealy. He has established himself as one of Hollywood's leading men, seamlessly jumping from TV to film. He will soon be starring in the upcoming Sony thriller, The Intruder, opposite my man Dennis Quaid and Megan Good, which hits theaters May 3rd. When we come back, that's all we're going to talk about is this movie. Because, see, whenever I buy a new house, I get nervous about my locks or my doors. So I always make sure they all get changed. And so I saw the trailer, and we're going to talk about more with my man Michael Ealy, Mr. Social Media Michael Ealy, my man. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversation. It's the home of information. If you want to know information or get comments or get support or motivation and entertainment, as well as entrepreneurship. On the phone is a very talented, one of the leading men who seems to, like I stated earlier prior to the break, or jumps from TV to film. And I had him doing comedy. I had him doing romantic lead. I've seen him be a sale. You know, I mean, he's a dual role. He plays an android. He plays a guy that you hate, you dated because next day he's clingy, you know. And now he's on the show with he's on this next movie with my man Dennis Quaid, The Intruder, and the very talented and lovely Megan Good, which comes out May 3rd from Sony. Tell us about that movie, Mike.
Yeah, The Intruder is this kind of interesting thriller where, you know, you kind of take the American dream of, being a newlywed couple and you go out to buy your house and start your family and you're holding on to the dream and you're doing all the right things, you know what I mean? You're investing in yourself and you turn around and that previous owner has found a way to turn that dream into a nightmare.
Right.
And that's essentially what happens in this particular film. And what I love most about it is that there are no, you know, bulletproof suits and no special effects or anything like that. This is a grounded human story, and it's rooted in reality because it could happen to anyone.
Right.
It could happen to anyone who is, you know, trying to buy a house and not, you know, perhaps doing all the research you should do on the previous owner.
And
learning that, you know, maybe this ain't a great fit.
Right. And I bought at least four homes in my life. And there is always that, to me, you know, because I immediately get security. I get my ADT. A security alarm system set up. And I immediately change all the locks. So that basically plays into, I think, to anybody's fears about home ownership or moving into a condo or an apartment and somebody coming back knocking on the door and want to come in. And basically that's what this movie is about. Somebody wanting to come in and you said, hey, can you just move on? Can you just move on?
You know, I take it one step further, Sean. I tell you, it's more, I mean, Dennis Quaid's character, he plays a guy named Charlie Peck.
Uh-huh.
It's more about, for him, not letting go.
Oh, okay.
Of what's old.
Mm-hmm.
Not letting go of, you know, the past and, you know, thinking he's got a second shot.
Oh, okay.
You know, in terms of his future.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's dark. In that way, it's dark in that way, and I think, you know, there'll definitely be people who watch this movie and will see, you know, some contemporary themes that hold true as we speak.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that when you say that, you know, because, you know, I think that you really came to my attention from an acting standpoint on a Sleeper Cell, you know, and you were nominated for a Golden Globe, Really, the reason why, because this character, I know this is an African American. I know that I'm going.
Yes.
how is he playing this role? You know, and so believable with such high level of credibility. And so when I go back to you, and I'm just, when I, because I had Frankie Faison on the radio, and I've had Curtis, Curtis Hall, all these individuals just like you that can just jump from role to role, and just, y'all just regular people, man. Y'all just regular people. But when you take on these characters, they become very memorable. How?
Oh, thank you.
How do you do that? Because I asked them, each one of them, the same question. But you're a younger version of them. So your body of work is going to be crazy when you get their age. How do you do that?
This is a God-given gift. I got to be honest with you. I think it's a God-given gift. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with the proper training, Vondi actually came and directed an episode of Sleeper Cell. I love working with him. You know, you can, you're actually trained to do this, right? So the key is to find something that you can relate to in each character. To go back to what we were saying, for the intruder, I was actually renovating my house when this movie came to me. And I remember feeling like, what I love about this story is that my wife and I had just been out in them streets looking at houses, trying to find, you know, because we were about to have another baby,
right?
And we were like, we need some more space, and you know, let's look at houses so we don't have to renovate, and and ultimately, like, we couldn't find, you know, I was more like my character Scott. I'm walking around houses like, I ain't really trying to pay this money for this. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't really, I'm not really trying to pay this money for this.
Right, and right.
I don't like not knowing what's behind these walls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a house can be a money pit.
Right, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It can look amazing. And then, you know, then things start going wrong. And it's like, well, you don't know what's behind those walls. And renovating or building a house from the ground up was the only way in which you can kind of know what you're working with. So for me, in terms of understanding the character of Scott in this movie, it was the subject matter was relevant to me recently.
Right.
And so it was like the perfect way for me to jump into this character and play it the right way. Also, just being married was enough, because as you'll see in the movie, my character of Scott, he's not thrilled with the house.
Right.
But because his lovely wife, played by Megan Good, really, really wants this house, he goes along with it.
Absolutely.
We've all been there.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly right. And this movie's coming out May 3rd. It's called The Intruder, starring Dennis Quaid, Megan Good. I want to flip the switch a little bit, because you got another project that's coming down called Jacob's Ladder, right? Now, you'll be executive producing that project. What happens when you put that hat on, the executive producer hat on?
Oh, good question. First of all, you finally have some say in, as an actor. A lot of people don't understand, as actors, we typically just work for hire people, right? And
right.
In the last decade or so, more actors have become more involved and invested in their careers by producing. And the beautiful thing about producing is that you're not just being told what to do. You have input regarding story development, casting, promotion, release. So it's basically, you start to learn how to make your baby your baby.
Right.
You learn how to really make it your baby. And I will say that if I'm going to bank on anyone, I'd rather bank on myself, and that's, you know, in the hard work that I'm going to put in terms of story development and all of that. And I'm, you know, it doesn't mean you don't have to work with people. You do. You have to work with, you know, P&A people and make sure, because they're the experts at what they do. But at the same time, you're not just being kind of told what to do. And that was the way it was for many, many years. And now actors have an active say in what, you know, how a movie is promoted,
right,
the storyline, all of that. All of that is better for us now.
And that makes you feel good because of the fact that he's absolutely right. I've been a sitcom writer. I've done talk shows. I've done everything. Until you put on that producer title and an active, you really just come on the set. You can, don't worry about that line. We got you. We'll change the lines, and this is what you're going to say tomorrow. You know,
this is what you're going to say.
Right. And he knows this is the funny part. They'll tell you, okay, you can do that line, but that line will never make the movie. When you're the executive producer, you say you can do that line. Your line will make the movie.
It'll make the movie. That's a great way of putting it. It is a way to be much more assertive. And what I learned from Perfect Guy was it actually makes you more invested in promoting the movie. Now, obviously, done a bunch of movies with Will Packer, and you know you end up promoting the movie a lot anyway.
Right.
But
right.
What you learn from that is you're much more invested in the promotion of the movie because you've been more invested in the project as a whole.
Right. And that's really
so it makes so much more sense.
To make you involved.
It makes so much more sense. Yeah.
I got my man here, on the phone, just promoting his brand. The movie comes out May 3rd. It's called The Intruder. And stars Dennis Quaid, my girl Megan Good. It's a movie that you got to go see, a movie that you, like I said, happy wife, happy home. Happy wife, happy home, happy intruder.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, thank you, man, for calling in on the show, Money Making Conversation. Tell my girl thank you for allowing you to schedule to be on this show. I appreciate both of y'all. Appreciate you,
Absolutely.
My man. Money Making Conversation. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.